You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In Parshas Emor, we quoted Lekuti Yehuda, which quotes the Tvas Emes in the Chedush Yarim, that talks about the profound chshivus of Sfira. This Dvar Torah was said in Lekuti Yehuda on the Pasuk Usfaltun Lechem Yemochas HaShabbos, and the fascinating statement was quoted where it was said that in some fundamental ways the days of Sfira are more powerful than any of the other days of the year, possibly including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And I would like to add a word or two to that thought about why that is so, because in this time between Pesach and Shavuos, when we are improving ourselves in the days of Sfira, like Klal Yisrael originally improved themselves, moving from the Memtes Shari Tuma to the Memtes Shari Kedusha, which enable them to be mekabel the Torah. So these Yemei HaSvira seem to be a very special time when I just said improve ourselves. Perhaps to improve ourselves by re-examining all of the mitzvahs that we do in the course of the day, in the course of the week. And we should be re-examining how we daven, how we learn, and we should give some significant thought if we're davening with the proper kavana, if we're giving tefillah the proper amount of kavod, if we're adequately giving the kavod to the Beis Medrash, perhaps when we pass a shul and they need a 10th person for minyan, we're not amenable to walk in and help that minyan. This is, dear friends, something which I have noticed, which has radically changed since my youth. In my youth, I remember that very plain people that weren't even religious, when they were passing by a shul, and they said they needed a 10th man, they would come in. Now we have people, unfortunately, which I have personally observed, that are well-educated in Torah, that don't act with alacrity in wanting to help the Beis Medrash have a minyan. Maybe this is one of the ways we can improve ourselves. Maybe we can improve ourselves in Parnassa. And I want to quote again something which we have discussed before, the Gemara and Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Vov. Without going into great detail, it says there that if someone learns Torah, then he has to be much more careful, interestingly, as far as his Masa Matan is concerned, as far as his Parnassa is concerned. Because the Gemara there says that if someone learns Torah, but his Masa Matan is not Be'emuno, then he creates a profound Chil Hashem, and we know that Chil Hashem, dear friends, is from the most serious of crimes. And it just so happens that the Sefer Elia Rabba in Orach Chaim Siman Kufnun Vov Siv Gimel says that someone Misha Masa Umatonoi Be'ena Be'emuno Peirosoi Chil Hashem Rachmona L'Slon. So if we are people that learn Torah and we're Machshev Torah, we get a greater obligation to behave in Masa Matan Be'emuno. So on this kivun, on this track, I would like to quote a fascinating Toldos Yankiv Yosef, one of the earliest and premier Sifrei Chassidus, what he says at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. And he translates the psukim in a very interesting and original way. We start off talking about the halachas of Shvius. Yisavoyu el ha'oretz asher ninoisim lachem, v'shofsa ha'oretz Shabbos l'Hashem, sheis shomen tizra sadecho, v'sheis shonim tizmar kamecho, Vasafta as Tfuasa Vishana Shvius Shabbos Shabbosin Yila Oret Shabbos Lashem Sodholoi Sizra. And the Toldos takes these psukim and he uses this as a blueprint of how, if we want to interface with the physicality of Olam Hazeh and Bizoicho to Lichtige Olam Haba, how we should do this. And he quotes an interesting Chovis Halvovis that the key to success of knowing how to interface, shall we say, with our obligation in Olam Hazeh with the physical world. He says the great key to this is that we should learn to be misameach b'chelkoi. And he says that because if someone is b'simcha with the chelik with the Rabbeinu Shlalom gives them, ein l'nafshoi etzloi shum maila, a person does not need more than the barest of minimum. And whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom gives him, umashen izdamen loy min ha'olam, hu mistapik loy. If a person can learn how to be happy with whatever Hashem gives him, whether it is with his food, whether it is with his clothing, whether it is with any physical gifts that he's given from Hashem, then he will never want any more than he has. But if a person has gaiva and he thinks he deserves more, and he's always focusing on what somebody else has, then he will never be happy with what he has. And that's why the pasuk says in Mishlei, Tzadik oichul l'soiva nafshoi, that a tzadik just eats enough to sate his hunger, but the rasha is never satisfied. And he says that's the essence of what the pasuk is telling us, that Shemitah was Mehar Sinai, the famous kasha. All the mitzvahs were Mehar Sinai. But a person should learn from Har Sinai that just like that was the place, that was the mountain that was worthy that the Torah should be given on it. And our Chazal tell us it was because the mountain was humble, whatever that means. So it is a profound lesson in life and how to deal with the physical world, that we should look at whatever physical gifts we are given by Hashem is all that we need. And that will enable the person to positively interface with all of the tests of the physical world. A person will never want more. And if we teach our kids this, they will have a happier life. There are some parents who feel that they can't spend time with their kids, so they'll make up for it by giving physical comforts, a new car, all kinds of new possessions, all kinds of additional olam hazeh. Not only will it not necessarily make them happy, but it sets the stage for them looking at the world in a way that they will not be happy because they always want more. But if one accustoms oneself to get by with whatever they have, then they will be zoicha to the Oretz Elyoina Ashani Noisein Lachen. It will set the stage for a person to be able to get the big payoff, so to speak, in Olam Haba. And he ties this to the psukim in a very interesting way. And as I am wont to say, dear friends, you've heard it from me before, those who can look at the toldos at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, how he applies this will be greatly rewarded. And dear friends, as is our custom, I'd like to wrap up this year with a personal story, really an observation, in addition to a story told by Rav Greinemann in his classic work, the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, where he quotes a great mashal from the Chofetz Chaim. My personal observation is as follows. I had a very close relationship with a young fellow here in our neighborhood whose father-in-law was one of the most successful business people here in the Five Towns. Very, very financially well-to-do. And the young fellow told me, you know, my father-in-law is always sad when he's wearing a suit. Any day he has to wear a suit. So this sounded peculiar, and I asked him, why is that? So he said, because his father-in-law, during the work week, is always wearing work clothes, never wearing a suit. The only time he wears a suit is on Shabbos and Yontif, and his father-in-law is painfully aware of the fact that he's not making money on those days on Shabbos and Yontif, so he's never happy when he wears a suit. He's only happy when he's wearing his work clothes. And although it's possible that this story that this young fellow told me was a guzma, was an exaggeration, it was just a humorous thing, but knowing the father-in-law, I fear that it might be true. And this reminds me of this mashal that Rav Greinemann gives, where he illustrates the difference when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives parnasa to a gevir, to a wealthy person, and when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives parnasa to a poor man. And the mashal continues as follows. Let's say that the wealthy man buys a piece of property for 1,000 dinar, 1,000 gold coins, and the next day he gets someone to sell it to for 2,000. So he gets virtually an instant 100% profit on this investment. And then the following day, after he sells it for 2,000, someone comes over to him and says, do you still have that property that you were looking to sell? Because I'm willing to buy it for 3,000. So when this wealthy person hears this, he gets very upset and says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how could you do this to me? If I would have held on to this property another day, I would have had 3,000. So Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you took 1,000 dinar out of my pocket. He's not looking at it like he made 1,000 dinar in one day. He's looking at the money he didn't make, and he's having kindness to the Rabbeinu Shlalem. How come the Rabbeinu Shlalem didn't let him make another 1,000? It's as if the Rabbeinu Shlalem took away a 1,000 dinner from him, and he's crying. He says, conversely, when the Rabbeinu Shlalem gives a poor man who stands outside on the street corner, working very hard so he should have enough money for lunch, and he sweats, and he's successful, and he sits down, and he eats, and he drinks, and he says, wow, Rabbeinu Shlalem, it's true, it was only a few pennies that I made, but I'm so grateful to you. And then after he eats, he has to go back into the street and again try to make a few more pennies so he should have for supper. So the Chofetz Chaim in his Moshel asks, in a manner of speaking, to whom does the Rabbeinu Shlalem have greater payback? Who appreciates the money that's given to him more? The poor man who's given a tiny amount of money, but he's happy because he's Mesameach Bechelkoi, and he's so grateful the Eibishter gave him what to eat for lunch, and then gives him again what to eat for supper. And the grand total of amount that he needs per day, this that he's happy to get, is the smallest fraction of what he gives to the Gevir. And very often when the Gevir makes this tremendous profit, he's not even happy with what he got, because he's looking what he didn't get, not what he got. I think that this is a very powerful illustration of what the Toldos brings down from the Chovos HaLevavos, that the key to happiness and success in life, not only success in mitzvahs, but success and happiness, being happy with what the Rabbeinu Shalom gives him and being satisfied. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help Abol Letarim Sayin Loi in this period of time, in preparation for Kabbalah Satoira, if we can learn how to be Misameach with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and teach this to our children, then we'll be Zoicha to Hatzlocha in this world and Hatzlocha in the next world. And we should see Doros Yisholom Mevorachim for us, for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.